Tape is rolling.
Okay. Do you think we need to go through Fred's full presentation if there aren't any other attendees?
Good question. I think that we should breeze through it quickly because the last time the board saw his presentation, we made a slight tweak since then. As you'll recall, Summit Water had some comments that led to a slight reduction in the original rate, so we can just go through it briefly.
Okay.
And I do see that Darren Hess has joined, Tom Fisher has joined. So yeah, I think at this point it's appropriate. We'll just step through the meeting as we had planned.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, well, it's 6:04 p.m. here, October 8th, 2020. This is a public hearing to discuss the rate for the regional water supply water provided through the regionalization agreement between Weber Basin, Park City, Summit Water, and Mountain Regional. You know, it's been about a two-year process where we started back in 2019 and developed a rate. And this is really a response to some of the comments we got and have really done this service analysis, the cost of that service to develop this new rate. It was quite a collaboration between all the parties of the regionalization agreement, and I'd like to thank everybody for their input to that and hard work and all of the support, Lisa and Steve to support Phil and Phil to respond to Summit Water's comments by their engineer, the input from the county. I think Scott just did a really fabulous job of bringing all the stakeholders together and the collaboration that went into this rate. So that's the call to order, a little introduction of what we're here to talk about tonight. Item two is the presentation of that cost of service analysis. I'm gonna turn it over to Fred and Scott to take us through that.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate the intro. I'm gonna stop sharing the agenda for a moment. We'll switch over to the slide presentation this evening. Can everybody see that presentation? The cover sheet? Okay. Just bear with me here. Alrighty. So all of you here know me. I'm Scott Morrison, General Manager of the District. We're joined by Fred Philpott this evening. Fred is VP with Lewis, Young, Robertson, and Birmingham. Fred helped us with performing the detailed analysis this year, and he is going to step through those details here in just a second. Just to kind of reiterate one point that Mike made, you know, the proceedings this evening are related to a wholesale water sales contract that Mountain Regional has with Weber Basin. Any adjustment to rates associated with this contract will not apply to our retail customer rates. So with that, I'm going to start this evening and just step through a bit of background. I'll go quickly since everybody here is familiar with it. The Western Summit County Project Master Agreement, what I often refer to as the Master Agreement, was signed in 2013. With those principal parties that Mike mentioned, Weber Basin, Park City, Mountain Regional, and Summit Water. This agreement had two primary objectives. One was to provide a structure from which the utilization of existing water resources here in the Park City area could be used first prior to any new infrastructure being built to bring additional water into the area. The second purpose was a framework for the design and construction and financing of that future importation project when existing water resources were exhausted. Mountain Regional began providing water through the structure of the master agreement back in 2015 to Weber Basin, and Weber Basin in turn contracts with Summit Water to sell that water to Summit Water. And we've been doing that since 2015 through present day. So in 2019, the district performed an internal rate study where we evaluated essentially the cost recovery of providing this service for the district and determined that a rate increase was needed to move to an adequate cost recovery position. So we worked through that process last year, and at the end of last year, the county council recommended a first step to that rate increase to $5 per thousand gallons as part of the budget process at the end of the year. With the understanding that the district intended to contract with an independent third-party financial advisor, in this case, Lewis Young, to provide their view, their analysis, and their recommendations to the council and to the board. Moving into this year, as I said, Fred performed that rate study, and then we entered into stakeholder discussions, as Mike had mentioned, with Summit Water, Summit Water's consulting firm that they used to review the study as well, which in this case was Bowen and Collins, and then Weber Basin, the County Council, and Mountain Regional's board. So, at the end of all this, I feel like we've been as transparent and as inclusive as possible. At the end of that process, all stakeholders, provided their feedback that they felt as though the rate study was comprehensive and the recommendations were appropriate. So with that, I'm going to turn the time over to Fred and let Fred step through the details.
Thanks, Scott. If you'll, you can actually jump even to the next slide. As Scott mentioned, the purpose was to look at the forecasted expenses, capital improvements, debt, and depreciation, and allocate those costs to the wholesale customers based on an accepted methodology. The challenge is there are multiple methodologies that we can utilize for the evaluation of rates, and so here we look specifically at Mountain Regional Water Special Service District and what you need and what would be most applicable for the district and for this wholesale water rate, this regional water supply rate. But the primary objectives remain the same, similar to your retail rate study, which is looking at revenue sufficiency, maintaining bond covenants. So going back to Lisa's announcement, the objective here is to ensure that there is that positive momentum of ensuring that you can maintain those bond covenants, not only at the retail rate level, but within this wholesale rate. And then ensuring that we can contribute to fund balance, similar to the retail rate, there's a contribution to that risk component from the wholesale rate as well. So primary objectives are similar to the retail analysis, and that helped to inform what sort of methodology we would utilize in this study. That's shown on the next slide, Scott. There are two basic methodologies that are utilized for rate studies, a cash needs approach or utility basis. We ultimately settled on a hybrid approach because it was a wholesale rate, which is a little different than a retail rate. But we, under this hybrid approach, again, we looked at maintaining operations and maintenance, looking at amortized debt service and capital expense, or ensuring that we have those variables in there as well as a measure of depreciation. So that captures kind of that capital replacement component or investment. All of that fed into that revenue requirement analysis. And then we used the rate objectives, the working capital days and cash on hand, that debt coverage to also inform this methodology. Next slide. So the costs, as you recall, we looked at the Lost Canyon system, the Signal Hill water treatment plant, the distribution system operation cost, administration overhead, debt expense, and capital project, including depreciation. So all of those variables were evaluated. And on this next slide, we looked at those based on the demand units or acre feet for the regional water, and then looked at the individual demand variables for each of those components of the system. So each expenditure category was evaluated based on the applicable demand, and a proportional allocation was included in the wholesale rate relative to that demand ratio. So that table shows all the different percentages and methodologies that were utilized as part of this analysis to allocate expense to ensure that it was proportionate to that demand. The next slide illustrates those variables. It's a little bit harder for me to see, so I'm going to look at my presentation. But this provides the rate recommendations with that contractual period highlighted in that red box. So starting at $5.95 and escalating to $7.25 by 2025. And then we have the rates shown at 2026 and 2027 and beyond to show that 10-year planning window as part of the a process that's agreed upon for the district to go through. But again, that shows the recommended rates. The next slide compares that to the adopted rates that that were previously adopted.
Hey Fred, if I could interrupt just for 1 second. If folks are having trouble seeing the size of the window on their screen, there is a zoom function on your side to be able to zoom in and enlarge these slides. So with that, next slide, and you can go for it, Brad.
Yeah. Did it jump through too quick to a? Oh no. Okay. So this next slide is just a summary of that we recommend these rates again based on those objectives that I touched upon at the beginning of the slides, but also the recommended rate is kind of a smoothing of that rate. So rather than letting it bounce around based on actual expense, we smoothed out the rate to escalate to that $7.25, again, while achieving the targets relative to debt service coverage and the 120 days of unrestricted cash. So that's a similar target that's used in your retail rate analysis, and we're maintaining those same objectives here. Then it's on this next slide that shows the comparison of your previously adopted rates and that phased in schedule and our recommended rates, illustrating that based on the previously adopted schedule, there would be a deficiency in revenue generation relative to all of those metrics that we've evaluated. Further suggesting the need to look at this revised rate relative to the expenditure allocation. So the bottom line there is really the item or the line to highlight, showing that deficit relative to those two scenarios when we compare your previously adopted rate and the proposed rates. The next slide summarizes that on a cumulative basis, showing over the period of from 2021 to 2025, a potential deficit of about $150,000. If you were to, continue with your previously adopted rates versus adopting the proposed rates that we suggest. So without that adjustment, that deficit is being covered by your retail customers through the retail rate. By adopting our proposal, it helps shift that burden back to where it needs to go into that wholesale category. So our recommendation on the next slide is to adopt those proposed rates through the 2021 through 2025 period to ensure that we're capturing those allocated costs and meeting the targets, the similar targets as the retail customers as it relates to coverage and a contribution to fund balance. So that's a quick summary, but again, our recommendation is to proceed with those proposed rates as presented.
Okay, thanks for that, Fred. What I'll do is I will go back just for a moment and just sort of reiterate or remind the board that what the board is considering this evening is the adoption of these rates highlighted in red, starting at $5.95 per 1,000 gallons in 2021, and moving up, through this schedule to the 2025 rate of $7.25. And the way this process will work is, following the board's decision, if the board does decide to adopt these rates, then I'll enter into the contract phase with Weber Basin, and these will be the rates applied to the annual volumes that are shown in the second white row here above that red box. 700 acre feet in 2021, 300 in 2022, 300 in 2023, 200 in 2024, 2025 is the 75 acre feet. So those rates will be applied to those volumes. With that, I will move back to the agenda. And we'll move into item number three, which is the public input portion of the discussion this evening. For those that weren't on, first thing, if there are any interested parties who would like to offer their comments or offer their questions, please raise your hand. At this point, the only folks we have outside of the district on this evening are Darren Hess from Weber Basin and Tom Fisher, our county manager. So if either of you have any comment, please raise your hand. If not, we will close the public input portion. Seeing none, Mike, I think we can go ahead and close the public input portion of the meeting and move into agenda item number four.
Okay. Phil, thank you for that. I think that was it was really comprehensive and well done with that study. So is there any discussion, any questions with the board on the study or these rates that are being considered? Okay, so I think we're ready for a motion to approve the rates recommended in the cost of analysis study.
I recommend we approve the rates in the Lewis Young study.
Okay, that was Karen. Is there a second?
Second.
That was Bob. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that was four ayes. And with Ian missing, we have a quorum. So that was unanimous. I think that concludes our business for this rate hearing. If there's is there anything else we need to go over?
That's it this evening, Mike.
Okay, well, we'll stand adjourned at 6:23.